Welcome to the Transformed Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Powers. Dr. Matthew Smith, Director of Eagles and Leadership, continues to teach verse by verse through the book of James, one verse per podcast. These studies were recorded live in his class at Bible Believers Christian College and Seminary in Hawthorne, California. The book of James has been called The Faith Explained, and that is the purpose of these teachings. These short studies are designed to help you grow your faith. Now let's open our Bibles to the book of James as Dr. Smith discusses our faith from the words of the stepbrother of Jesus, the head of the Jerusalem church.
James chapter 1, verse 19. So then, beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak and slow to wrath. Well, we'll study verse 20 next time. The wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. It gives us context. What's the normal thing that happens when you go through troubles? What's the normal thing that happens when your life starts to get squished right out of you? The normal thing is, for most people, they start complaining. Why me? And when the problem lingers, because we don't cooperate with it. Remember back there, let patience have its perfect work. When we don't cooperate with the problem, the frustration begins to build and we get short-tempered and we grumble and we yell and it's kind of like, pardon the graphic, but you know, the frustration and the angst grows inside you kind of like a pimple, and it doesn't take much to pop it, and then you just explode on people. And this verse is very clear to say that you and I need to be very, very, very cautious. We need to be swift to hear. Hear what? The Word of God, back in verse 5. We have to be very quick to hear the Word of God. We need to open it up. And of course, Romans 10:17 tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So when you open the Word and when you read it, everybody in biblical days would have been reading it out loud. So you have to be swift to hear the Word of God and slow to speak, because if you're having some trouble with your character, which is the whole purpose of these things, you're probably going to say things. You're probably going to say things that you are going to regret. And you're probably going to do it too much emotion. And so, in the midst of trials and troubles, I need to be swift to hear the Word of God, verse 5. I need to be swift to listen to the call of the Spirit as I'm reading the Word of God. As I'm asking for wisdom, I need to be swift to hear the Spirit as He takes the information of the Word of God and applies it to my situation where I am. I need to be listening with a humble heart, a willing heart, a heart that says, if that's what I'm supposed to do, I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to do it right now. I'm not going to wait. Because God is trying to build our character. So He's more interested in your character than He is in your comfort. God's more interested in our holiness than He is in our happiness. And so God is trying to get us to understand, and we need to be very, very clear that we have to put a lock. We have to put a lock on our anger. Remember, as Ecclesiastes tells us, that anger resides in the bosom of fools. And if we're going to grow and become Christ-like, your job and my job is to listen to the Word, to drink it in, and to seek how to apply it right away, swiftly, 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 and be very, very, very slow to respond with a word. Because our mouths usually set the direction of our lives. You know people who've gone into bosses' offices mad and come out fired. If they would have just went back to their desk and prayed, they'd still have a job. So that's the whole counsel here. We'll pick this up in verse 20 next time.
And that concludes today's teachings from the book of James. Please share this podcast with a friend and encourage them to subscribe so they don't miss a single one. Until next time, I'm your host, Mike Powers, praying that your life will thrive so the people around you will see Christ alive. God bless.